Good morning, Matthew. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Sunday, August 9, 2026. Here is your weather for Dodge County, MN. Today, a high near 79 degrees, showers and thunderstorms, then slight chance showers and thunder. Tonight, a low near 63 degrees, showers and thunderstorms likely. Now for Cal's market read. At Friday's close, corn added about 22 cents and beans added about 19 cents. Recent trend. Over the last five sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per tri-state neighbor. East Bench Grain provides market opportunities for local growers. Honest truth, the tape does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open, S&P futures up about 0.7%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. East Bench Grain provides market opportunities for local growers. Southwestern Montana has long been prized for its cow/calf and alfalfa production. In fact, the area is the state's leading producer in both commodities. Small grains are not an agriculture product that may be front of mind for the mountainous corner of the state known for its blue ribbon trout fishing, but a small grain company based in Dillon proves that if you plant it, businesses will come. East Bench Grain in Dillon, MUNT provides market opportunities for local growers. Story 2. Watch, Toller, Wilson Lead Ohio State Fair Beef Show. Watch their interviews here. Judges, Jared Davis from Shawnee, Oklahoma and Blake Goss from Leedy, Oklahoma Grand Champion, Parker. Story 3. Barn boards and baling wire. He says, the first day of trout season in May was a huge deal back in the 1960s, second only to Christmas and the 4th of July, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. John Sumwalt is a retired pastor and the son of dairy farmers. Field corn is full of surprises, with ears and task. Story 4. Watch, Ashcraft, Troy round out show careers with Ohio State Fair Goat Show titles. They're going out on top as Ashcraft was named Grand Champion and Troyer was reserve at the 2026 Ohio State Fair Market Weather Show. Watch their interviews here. Judges, Jared Davis from Shawnee, Oklahoma and Blake Goss from Leedy, Oklahoma Grand Champion, Parker. Story 5. Allison Dareland says the Wisconsin State Fair is bridging the gap between consumers and farmers. Anastasia Powell says the fair food opens the door to education. So when people come to the Wisconsin State Fair, I hope they get to see a little bit more of that behind the scenes. She tells Brownfield the Wisconsin State Fair has several exhibits that showcase the state's agriculture industry. You can do some interactive educational exhibits. There are some amazing agriculture exhibits and events going on in the Coliseum and youth exhibitors as well who are just starting off their journey in agriculture, she says. Story 6. Wisconsin teen gains valuable lessons through exhibiting livestock. Cassidy Crook says she's watched her siblings show for years, but now it's her turn. And then Wednesday, I will be showing two steers, one Shorthorn and one crossbred. She tells Brownfield showing at the state fair is fun, but there are lessons learned, too. The state fair put a grant out and a lot of people won it, and I was one of those people, she says. The governor's blue ribbon livestock auction is Wednesday, August 12th. Story 7. Senate passes bill to avert shutdown, delay hemp ban as midterms loom. The Senate voted 90-6 in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday to fund the government through DEC 11, dodging a shutdown just before the NOF. Free midterms. Tucked into that stopgap bill is a temporary delay of a federal ban on intoxicating hemp products like gummies and beverages, a ban that was set to hit NOF. 12, for farmers, the bigger news is what did not happen. Because a crowded election year calendar is stalling a wide-ranging farm bill and a fresh round of aid for growers squeezed by high production costs, Senate Ag Chairman John Boozman plans to try again the week of Sept. 14 with his Farm Bill 2.0. Which would open the door to year-round E15 ethanol sales and restore mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. Story 8. AgWeek TV Full Show, FarmFest, Rowlands in Minnesota, wheat and soybeans, soybean oil for roofing. This week's AgWeek TV takes you to Redwood County for Minnesota FarmFest, where U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rowlands made her first ever visit to the state. The show checks on how wheat and soybean crops are shaping up around the region and highlights a clever new use for soybeans, extending the life of roofing shingles. Storm Tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom warns that the rainfall deficit keeps growing, with drought concerns mounting and mostly dry, warm conditions expected to hold through the first half of August. If you farm corn or soybeans, this one is worth a watch for the crop updates, the weather outlook, and a fresh market for your beans. Story 9. Facility upgrades highlight Iowa State Fair. The 2026 Iowa State Fair is rolling out its Fair Spirit theme, blending longtime traditions with fresh celebrations. Organizers in Des Moines are putting facility upgrades front and center this year, so fairgoers can expect newly updated buildings and grounds. It is the kind of investment that keeps the fair comfortable and worth the trip for families coming in from across the state. Read the full article to see which facilities got the makeover before you plan your day at the grounds. Story 10. Two dead, including infant, after boat capsizes in New York Harbor, 12 rescued. Check out what's clicking on FoxNews.com. An adult female and an infant were later located in the water by NYPD divers. Police said no arrests have been made in connection with the incident. Story tips can be sent to michael.sinkiewicz@fox.com and now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. How long is winter in Iowa? Long enough that you forget what the lawn looks like, but short enough that the second week of April you remember why you live here. Here is Cal's quiz. The 1922 Kapper-Volstead Act gave U.S. agricultural cooperatives the right to do what without antitrust prosecution? A. Set retail food prices. B. Organize and bargain collectively. C. Buy out competitors. D. Issue federal currency. And the answer, organize and bargain collectively. Signed February 18, 1922. It is the framework under which every modern grain co-op CHS, Nano Lakes, Cenex, MaxYield, Heartland operates today. Source, USDA Rural Business Cooperative Service Legal History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Pharma I ride along this morning.